This audio is brought to you by MuslimCentral.com.
Assalamu alaikum wa rahmatullah. My brothers and sisters, a murderer will face the one who he has murdered on the Day of Judgment, and he will be at that particular person's mercy. Because Allah Almighty will say, I am stepping aside and I want the two of you to sort this matter. You are at the mercy of the one you've murdered. And so that person will then decide what exactly will happen to the murderer. Now that is very, very dangerous. It is very serious. And this goes to show that there are certain sins that a person commits that Allah says, this I will not forgive what is the right of another human being whom you have wronged to forgive. I'll leave it for them. Similar rule applies to backbiting, slandering, deceiving, cheating, and all those things known as huququl ibad, the rights of fellow worshippers, the rights of other human beings. If you've wronged them, then definitely they will have the opportunity on the Day of Judgment to choose what's going to happen to you within the amount of sin that you've committed against them. So if you have 50 grams, just for example, if you have committed 50 grams of sin against someone, they're allowed to take from you 50 grams, or they're allowed to give you 50 grams of evil or bad, or they're allowed to choose a punishment that's equivalent to that 50 grams, or whatever Allah decides. My brothers and sisters, let's be careful. Let's not harm people. You know, we need to be concerned about ourselves. We are human beings. We all want paradise. How will we be achieving paradise? By taking people's lives away, by harming others, by slandering them, by cheating them, by usurping their rights. We're going to compromise our own access to paradise. Don't do that. When you commit a sin against Allah, He is most forgiving, most merciful. He may forgive you because He is merciful. But when you commit a sin against a fellow human being, remember, that's even worse from one angle. What is that angle? That is that this person is not the most forgiving, most merciful. Most probably, they will want to see you penalized and punished to a degree that you might not be able to handle. May Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala forgive us all and grant us steadfastness, protect us from harming anyone. Clean your heart, keep it clean. Solve your matters in a very dignified way. No need to become violent. No need to actually do that which is displeasing to Allah. أقول قولي هذا والسلام عليكم ورحمة الله.